Hi there. The word for you today is trust God and keep going. In Judges 8, verse 4, we read, Gideon crossed over, exhausted, but still in pursuit. Let me ask you, are you thinking of quitting? You believed you could make a difference? That is, until they poured criticism and cold water on you. At that point, you decided it was easier to adjust your expectations to their opinion and just keep smiling. Hey, don't do it. God is too much invested in you. The comfort zone is for those who are exempt from pain but denied progress, protected from failure but held securely in the grip of mediocrity. Get up. Get out of there while you still can. Revelation 3 and 2 is a word for you. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. Open your Bible. Begin to fill your mind with God's promises. They're powerful motivators. And pray. Pray believing God for great things and plug in a church. Rekindle your desire, for ultimately that's what determines your destiny. Think. Jesus suffered the loss of so much. He suffered the loss of his disciples, his friends, even his clothes. But they couldn't rob him of one thing, and what was that? Hebrews 12 and 2 tells us, the joy that was set before him. Even while he was dying, he continued to minister. And then he went into hell itself and came out with the lock and keys and announced, I am he who lives and was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore. And you know what? He is your example. Let me give you a picture here. When Gideon fought the Midianites, we read the following words. Quote, he came to the Jordan River. He and his 300 men who were with him crossed over, listen to it, exhausted, but still in pursuit. Let me say those words to you again. Exhausted, but still in pursuit. Because Gideon refused to let the Jordan River intimidate him or fatigue stop him, God gave him great victory. And my friend, he will. I promise you, he will do the same for you.